Are you so terrified of getting on a plane that you avoid traveling? Does seeing a spider in the sink make your blood run cold? When you go to the doctor for a shot, does the sight of the needle make you want to run the other way? If any of those situations, or the sight of blood, standing at the top of a mountain, going to the dentist, or being in enclosed spaces, fill you with fear, even dread, then you may have a phobia. We all have a built-in defense system to protect ourselves from physical danger. When we are faced with danger, we feel fear. Our heartbeat gets faster, our throat goes dry, our sweating increases. These unpleasant physical symptoms, which are often referred to as the fight or flight response, prepare us either to protect ourselves from danger or to run away to avoid harm. However, a person with a phobia has a fight or flight response to something that doesn't present a real danger. He or she reacts in the same way, as if the danger were real. In fact, that's the distinction between a run-of-the-mill fear and a true phobia. Phobics will go to great lengths to avoid facing what they fear and the unpleasant fear responses they cause. Their efforts to avoid situations that scare them can lead to difficulties at work and in everyday life. For example, imagine you have a phobia of being on a high floor in a tall building, and one day you have to attend a meeting on the top floor. Your extreme fear response will be embarrassing and may be harmful to you in your work. People will think you're out of your mind, and they might laugh about it behind your back.